Earth, sky. Sea ice losses during 2011 were the second lowest in the satellite record. The record dates back to 1979. That's according to the official report by the National Snow and Ice Data Center, released in October.
Every year, Arctic sea ice undergoes a cycle of melting and freezing. The ice shrinks to its smallest extent in late summer and enlarges to its greatest extent in late winter.
Overall, Arctic sea ice has been declining since 1979 at about 10% to 12% per decade. The decline in sea ice is driven largely by warmer air and sea surface temperatures in the Arctic. Data prior to 1979, before satellite tracking, are less comprehensive, but shipping records suggest that Arctic sea ice has been in a continued state of decline for the last 100 years.
Sea ice in the Arctic acts as an air conditioner for Earth because the bright white ice reflects light and heat back to space. Scientists are concerned that a continued loss of sea ice could amplify global warming.
Current climate models forecast that the Arctic Ocean could lose almost all of its summer ice cover by 2100 or sooner.
National Snow and Ice Data Center Director Mark Cerise said, "We might be looking at an Arctic Ocean essentially free of summer ice only a few decades from now." Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.